Hello, podcast listeners. Today I'm going to talk to you about breaking your spirit. Don't let anyone or anything break your spirit. Your spirit can be broken easily. Sometimes you can just be in a negative zone, not feeling well. It could just be a down day. And something you may have worked so hard for or you truly believe in can be broken. Your spirit can be easily broken, especially when you're on that low vibration. So don't let anybody or anything break your spirit. Think about it. Think about the last time your spirit was broken. You can't go on that negative vibration and think you're going to get things done. You got to go for a walk. You got to change it. You got to figure something out that makes you happy. So whatever makes you happy, if you're going to go for a walk, read. Sometimes it's just taking a simple nap. It'll reset you, and then you'll feel happier. The point is, don't let anybody break your spirit. And if you're in a low vibration, it's going to be easier for them to break your spirit. So try to avoid that from happening. Now, you can always shake that mood. If you're not feeling it and you're feeling like your spirit's getting broken, you got to shake it, guys. You got to shake that mood. Shake that mood. Let's not think about your goals. Let's not get down about yourself in those moments. You got to find that positive vibration. You got to feel that happiness. You got to feel like you're floating above the water, yet you're flowing downstream. And that's when your spirit won't be broken. You'll have the power of the water, the power of the stream floating you down. You'll be on that better, happier vibration. And that's when you'll be strong enough when nobody can break your vibration. So just really take notice of these moments in life when you're feeling down and low and your spirit's broken. You got to remember it's just a moment. It's just a passing moment in life. And the next day you could probably feel 100 times better and forget about yesterday. Okay, but like a car, you have to take care of these things. If you don't, you know, do an oil change and fill your washer fluid and take care of your vehicle, it can crash out on you and burn, and the engine can blow up, right? Same thing with your body. So we do all these things to take care of your body, just like the car, to maintain it so it doesn't crash and burn. So that's why we feed our mind, body, and soul, you know, physically, nutritionally, spiritually. We do all these things to keep our car in alignment so it doesn't crash and burn. But sometimes, you know, you need to go in for some maintenance, and that's okay. So kind of think of these analogies and think of this is the way our body is. This is the way life is. You're going to have ups and downs. Nobody's going to have perfect weeks, perfect days, perfect months. There's going to be ups and downs, but it's how you react and it's how you handle these things is what makes you a good person. It's what makes you a good person to you, okay? So taking care of yourself, the way you react to others, making the right choices, you know, being the better person, the bigger person, knowing when to walk away from things, knowing when not to say anything, not when to react. These are all the things that make a difference in everybody's life. You have a path. You can react and have a flip out, and the next thing you're screaming and yelling at somebody, there's, you know, shots thrown, and the next thing somebody's arrested in jail. Or you be the person and you walk away and nothing happens and you go on with your life. Now that other path just costs you money, time, stress, and a lot of drama in your life that you absolutely don't need, okay? But you take the other path, you be the bigger person, you walk away. Right? I mean, that's an extreme example, but it's the point that, you know, every path we choose also has another path of consequences. So I always take the path of least resistance, all right? So instead of reacting, I take the path of quietness. That quietness brings me no drama. It doesn't bring me extra fees. Like, you know, you go park and you take a chance, right? Let's say we're going to go park in a parking spot, and you're pretty sure you shouldn't park there, but you park there anyways and you take a chance, okay? Now you park there, now you got a ticket. Now you got to go to driving school hours online. You got to pay the ticket. It costs you money. It's stress. It brings stress into your life, puts you in a bad mood on that day. Now, let's say I drove around for those 15 minutes and found a legal parking spot. Now I don't have all that extra drama. Do you see what I'm saying? Every choice we make is going to bring a difference to how the next step in our life, the next step in the course of our paths are going to be. So I choose to bring less stress into my life and make better decisions, choose better paths. Non-reaction, quietness is always seems to be the best path. There are times where we have to stand up for ourselves and we do need to speak up in situations, and that's fine, but we can speak up and then we can leave it, okay? So there are times where there are boundaries crossed, and again, yes, we have to speak up. Yes, we have to do what's right, but there's also times where we can be non-reactive and choose a better path, and it'll bring you less stress, less drama. So again, guys, don't let things break your spirit, all right? If something breaks your spirit, look at where you are in your life on that day. And sometimes it can take that one negative person, that one negative Nelly, to affect you. That one negative person says something and it ruins it. But now it ruined it not just for maybe something good you're doing, but something good that you're doing that maybe touches a lot of other people's lives. And now those lives don't get touched because of that negative Nelly. Don't let that happen. Don't let that deter you. Don't let that negative person, that negative comment, that negative thought deter you. If you're doing something good and good for you, your family, or good for others, don't let something deter you. Don't let something break your spirit. And these are the three steps you can take to not break your spirit. One, if your spirit feels broken, then one, I want you to check in with yourself. Where are you today? How are you feeling? Why is your spirit being broken today? Okay? Check in with yourself. That's number one. So write down how you're feeling. Get your little gratitude journal out. Write down how you're feeling. Okay? Two, what can we do to change this? Let's reassess tomorrow. Let's not let our spirit get broken, and let's reassess tomorrow. And what can we do right now to get out of this thought process? Can we take a walk? What can you do? Can you write? Can you take pictures? Can you pet your dog? Do you want to take a nap? What can you do right now to change this thought process, to change how you're feeling, how your spirit's being broken? Okay? And three, let's check in with maintaining your body. Are you maintaining your body, mind, spiritually? Are you feeling it spiritually? Are you doing good things for yourself? And I use the word spiritually, but I mean, this is spiritual. Listening to this podcast is something you're doing for yourself. This is what I mean by spiritual. It doesn't have to just be, you know, church and God related. It could be just, you know, loving the earth and, you know, earth activities and whatever is spiritual to you, peaceful, going for a walk, meditation. This is spiritual. Doing something good for your mind, emotionally intelligent, filling your soul, growing and evolving as a person. Okay. Your body. What are we doing for your body? Are you eating good? What'd you eat today? Check in with yourself. Are you feeding it with the nutrients, the minerals and vitamins that your body needs to function? All right. And your soul, again, soul is part of the whole mind, emotional intelligence, growing as a person, feeling it spiritually. Okay, guys, so mind, body, soul, are you maintaining your vehicle? So check in with those three things. And as always, guys, you know, write some gratitude. Let's have a positive affirmation today. I am strong. I am confident. I am amazing. I am strong. I am confident. I am amazing. I am strong. I am confident. I am amazing. Say that with me, guys. I am strong. I am confident. I am amazing. All right, guys, have a great day. And remember, don't let anything break your spirit.